chitlin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, I'd rather chitlin and beef tripe and all kind of things and get beef stuff inside than the meat.
Yeah. What did you sharpen your knife on, maybe?
Grindstone. Something with a file.
Or a wet, you know.
Wet rock. Rock. There is a rock.
Okay. Alright. Now, some of the noises you'd hear around the farm, you'd say, a calf when you weaned it from the mother, what would a calf do? Calf.
Well, it's better for his mother.
Okay.
It's better that he get on used to that moment. Then he stop there. He's able for his feed.
Get unused to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, a gentle noise a cow would make during feeding time, you'd say a cow would what?
Bellowing would either feed or a calf.
Okay, but a gentle noise during feeding time a cow would make, you say?
Well, if she don't care no noise. Unless she's hungry.
Mm.
If she's hungry, she'll call you for her feed.
She begin to
bellow. If she want to suckle her calf, she begin to bellow. Bellow for feed or water or sucker her calf. Now, oxen, you hardly hear them bellow.
Yeah.
You don't bellow. It's just a bull, but a bull is a bellow. What do you want to give it? What the others?
Yeah. And if you were, what would a horse make? When you were feeding a horse, he might just make a little soft, kind of gentle noise.
If you're feeding a horse, when it comes to time, at this time of day, and you used to feed your horse at night, he's going to be naked for his feed.
Okay.
After you feed him, it's finished. You don't hear him no more.
Yeah.
For the next morning, if you used to feed him in the morning, you got to go feed him.
Now, when you ate a piece of chicken, did you have a piece that you used to kind of try and break apart, and folks would try and break that piece apart, and there was supposed to be some sort of thing about it? You remember that?
Well, I tell you, what I know about a chicken, when I cook a chicken, I don't have to break. Unless it's the back or something breaking.
Yeah.
Because I cut them like it's supposed to be cut, so I don't have to break them. Like the thigh and the piece after the thigh, the wing, I cut it all to piece and put it in the pot and cook it.
Yeah. But did you have a piece maybe that when you cooked it, people would, you'd
That's
eat
what
it?
I said, the back.
You'd eat it and then people would break it apart?
That's what I said, the back. It's just like the rib with the back part.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you cut it in two, and them rib go with the back where them wing at. You cut the wing, and you cook that piece just like that. Well, you got to break it loose, that back for you to eat it.
Yeah. Would they ever take this bone? And it should be shaped like that.
Yeah.
What'd they call that?
Well, the only thing I know is the breast part.
You ever hear
the breast is on that bone.
You ever hear the pulley bone or the wishbone?